I believe, a cabal of secret societies has controlled the world for 200 plus years, and we get to be alive at a time to see it fall. I believe in the power of one person working as a team with other Christian patriots can have massive impact in reversing this ungodly culture. I believe that we have an omniscient, omnipresent, and omnipotent God that has put his hand on this moment in time to deny the timeline of the enemy and is about to heal our land. This is Rick, your host, and I believe that God has called me to empower Christian patriots with truth. Join us now for the Blessed to Teach show, and let's see what God is doing today. All right, here we are on Tuesday, September 27th, going live just a little bit early here because I have so much material. I have enough for a three-hour show, and we've got Pastor Dave from His Glory coming on. Pastor Dave Scarlett, what a privilege to have him coming on at the top of the hour. But since I have 3 hours of material to cover, I figured at least I'll take 45 minutes versus a half hour to get into this because there's this exciting things going on with fulfilled prophecy right and left. If you're not following the Telegram channel about fulfilled prophecy on Telegram, that's Julie Green's Fulfilled Prophecies. It is crazy how what's going on there, so make sure you're following that, and I'll be reporting on that a little bit here, but it doesn't report real well on my screen, so that's why one of the reasons why I'm asking you to make sure you have a Telegram channel and follow that. I think you'll really have a better understanding of the prophetic words that we go over on this channel, which we got another one. Actually, it's a part one and part two today, and it's talking about one of the things it talks about is that Biden is already passed away, and the Biden is an actor that's there now, and that it was no accident that Biden was put away, basically assassinated. Wow. And so that is going to be coming out in the future, supposedly. And again, I believe if you just look at the fulfilled prophecy, that is crazy what's going on. That is going to be one of the bigger things. They're also talking about all the plagues are going to be worldwide. And we already saw red blood on a body of water that the mainstream media is reporting on. We're starting to see these biblical plagues starting to hit right now. So let's dig into some of this as we get going. So I see that's good news is it looks like Facebook is working. I had to rush this to go live. Ah, good. Got a bunch of people watching on Rumble. Welcome as well. Let me type welcome in here. We've got Patsy from Tennessee, who's a regular. We've got Janine from Denver. We got Linda from Colorado. We got Irene from Pennsylvania. Teresa, thank you so much. How do I find the Fulfilled Prophecies page? You just search Fulfilled Prophecies, at Fulfilled Prophecies on the Telegram. Okay. I'm going to be going over some of that and show you some of that. So let's get rolling here, where we will show some things that are going on right now. Some news first, real quickly, before we get to the Julie prophetic word. North Dakota man who killed the teen, claiming he was a Republican extremist, is out on low bond, no house arrest, not even a curfew. Okay, this is what's going on in our country right now, where if you basically attack Republicans, that basically people that love the country, especially if they're Christian, and it's okay. You're going to come out, or you burn a city down, or burn a building down, as long as you are doing it in the name of the cabal, in the name of globalism, you're fine. They help you get out, right? 41-year-old Brandt, who's been charged with the vehicular homicide and leaving the scene of a deadly accident, was released after posting a $50,000 bond, something former assistant U.S. attorney Nima Rama called very low and woefully inadequate. Yet that's what this country's turning into, where you get out on bail if you are a globalist extremist like Antifa and BLM, but yet people that peacefully protest at January 6th are being treated like criminals. It's really sickening what's going on. If you want to help fight this cabal with me, join me in the economic warfare we've been talking about, right? And part of this is you can see fake charities are spending millions to help the Democrats win elections. So the more we fund this cabal with Amazon and Walmart of the world and the local grocery store that goes into these companies that just fund everything right back into BlackRock, Vanguard, State Street, and it goes right back into the George Soros foundations and all these nonprofits. It goes right back into Planned Parenthood. If you want to fund those, that's fine, but we have a choice for you now, because we really didn't have a choice before. But now Patriot Switch, and it's called TomahawkSwitch.com. TomahawkSwitch.com. You can see the link now works. It feels so bad. It wasn't working for about a week and a half, and I just realized it. But now it works, and you'll come to this page, be able to fill out this form. Make sure you fill out Select Rick B2T Ministries and fight this economic battle with us, right? What's happening is they are using their, what I call the consumable cartel, right there. Apologize, guys, still fighting this cold. But you can see, every brand you buy, 97% of them, of the shelf space on what's on your local grocery store, what's at Walmart, what's at Amazon, is owned by these three, BlackRock, these 11 companies, which get this conglomerates that turn in to the BlackRock, and they use their money against us. So how do we fight them? Well, we have a Patriot-owned, American-made company that doesn't do toxic stuff. It's never had a claim against it, right? You want to make sure you do the Patriot Switch and just go to TomahawkSwitch.com, TomahawkSwitch.com. Join me. And we will be doing a little 30-minute tour with you to show you how this works. It's so cool. You'll really enjoy it. It's what Scott calls economic warfare. So join me and the Patriot Street Fighter in doing this, calling down the thunder on this cabal. You want to fight them? Do it economically now. You have a lot of tools on your hands of being a digital warrior, but fight them economically with us. Just go to TomahawkSwitch.com and see how you can start buying American-made non-toxic products. That is what this game is about. Okay, we have Dave Scarlett coming on here in just a bit. And then tomorrow night is Amanda Grace and Donnie Clement, who have a huge, awesome friendship. I'm getting to know them both really well as well. It'd be really, really fun to enjoy them. Banners for Freedom's coming on the 4th. You got another prophet. Prophetess Lois Vogel Sharp coming on. Bo Polney has been on with her a lot, and he really suggested that she come on the show. We have Dr. Artist Clay Clark, Mary Crowley, who has a new film coming out on child sex trafficking. We got Julie Greig as well as Mel Kay coming on. So we got a great lineup coming up. Let's get into this. It's now time for plagues of Egypt to be seen. Okay, so that's the whole, and that's going to be a worldwide thing. And so I want to dig into her words and then go over some of the fulfilled prophecies. I think it'll be really insightful for you all, right? And I'm going to probably go over some of the fulfilled prophecies right now while I get my throat to rest before I start reading this, because I don't think it's going to do real well right now. Let me go to the and again, this is where you go. You're going to go to this is Telegram. Unfortunately, it doesn't let me blow anything up. This app is horrible when it comes to the desktop and trying to show it large, like I do with everything else. This is the one app I cannot really use for you guys because of how terrible it displays. But if you go and search on at Prophetic Fulfilled, right there, Prophecies Fulfilled, and you'll see. Now I'm going to go ahead and come up here and copy this link, and you'll have this link in your. I'll put it in the Rumble and the Facebook deal. You'll see this is the link to this. Okay, I'm also putting it backstage for everyone. So and you follow that. It's called Prophecies Fulfilled here, and in fact, if I copy that link into my browser, this is a very important one for you guys to follow. I think you'll really enjoy it and get tons of hope and going, oh my goodness, God is really acting. You can tell this is the time. Everything's accelerating. It is incredibly, incredibly encouraging is the best word I could probably use. So here we go. I'm just going to say, not blow this up. And this is what you'll see. The little picture is going to be these horses, okay? Or these angels in the sky with flying horses, whatever that is, right? So that is the angel armies, I guess. Prophecies fulfilled. Again, there's 14,900. After you guys join, there's going to be over 15,000 of us. But this is talking about these are the prophecies fulfilled or being fulfilled. A lot of these are kind of iffy. Could be partially fulfillment, may not be the actual fulfillment. But there's tons of them that are very obvious. Like Snowden will be in the news. You saw what happened yesterday? Well, he got the rush. It was like main on Dan Bongino. It was the main story, which is that Russia gave citizenship to Snowden. That's a complete fulfilled prophecy. And so those are the type of things that we can go look at this. And so if I go back to the Telegram site, which is very small, I know, for especially for you people on the screen. And again, if I go back here, so I'm here, I am in them. And there's two more that's been posted since I've been on this, right? And she posts the name of the prophecy, the specific part of that prophecy that she feels the news article is addressing. Hurricane Ian heads toward Florida, right? And this is talking about the Biden will be unmasked. The Biden. And of course, whatever happened to the previous Biden, that wasn't a mistake. We're going to find out about that as well. So that's an example of watch a hurricane begin to grow in strength and intensity. And then it talks about what that's going to happen. Obviously, there's Hurricane Ian coming right now. But there was one here showing the red blood body of water. If you go up far enough, right? Another warship is about to be in your news. Well, what do you know? Sky News headline: Queen Elizabeth anchors in New York. It's a 65,000-ton warship will be in New York, right? So God's doing this to show us as it's accelerating on as literally 50 or 60 of these a day are coming in now. To show that all these prophetic words she said are starting to come true. Okay, to show you can have confidence in the big things that are about to happen. And they're going to be big. And that's part of that is what she got. Now, this was a little different fulfilled prophecy. I mean, a different prophecy from Julie this time in that this was given to her live when she's starting to do that now. One thing that's transitioned versus her being at 3 in the morning listening to music. And then giving us her prophecies that day, right? She's now, as she's going, she's traveling so much, God's prophesying for her life, and they're capturing it on the phone. Okay, in this case, these two part one and part two was caught on a phone in Idaho when she was just laying her hands on people and praying for them. And so this is the words that God gave her, literally when she's walking around with we the people. It says, and God told her this, when your feet walk, when you talk, when you confess my word, the demons will flee away from your presence as far as they can and as wide as they can to get away from you. But it will not stop them from being pierced by the sword of the Spirit. As you know, what's the sword of the Spirit according to Ephesians? It's the word of God. We're going to be pierced by the word of God. That's why we speak the word of God. We talk the word of God. We pray the word of God. We worship with the word of God. Why? Because it's the sword of the Spirit. And what does it do to the demons? It pierces them. Pierce them with the sword of the Spirit. So that's when we're walking, when we're talking, when we're confessing my word, the word, the Spirit, the sword of the Spirit. The demons will flee away from your presence as far as they can and as wide as they can to get away from you. But it won't stop them from being pierced from the sword of the Spirit. What a way to start to understand our authority in Christ and how important the words of Christ are. It's the sword of the Spirit. It's your offensive weapon. Put my words into your mouth. Speak my words clearly. Speak my words boldly. There's life in your words. There's healing in your words. There's blessing in your words. There's wealth in your words. There's freedom in your words. So speak the words I say today. There is no more time to play. This is a time for me to walk on this earth and manifest myself in ways that I have not done before. This is a time of great revival. This is a time of great reversals. This is a time of great manifestations. No longer have one foot in and one foot out of this world. Jump as high as you can into my presence with me. We will walk and talk together as you walk and talk with each other. You will know what I'm going to say because the Spirit on the inside of you knows what I am about to say. Wow. Guys, this is just talking about how the glory is coming to the remnant. So if you love the Lord and you're speaking His words, amazing things are going to be happening. It is a very, very important time to jump as high as you can into His presence. Be in His presence at this point in time. I will prepare each and every one of your hearts for the assignments you will have next. They will be mighty great assignments. Do not hesitate and do not be overwhelmed with how big they are going to be or how much I have for thee. Because I will give you supernatural strength, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. I will give you supernatural unto your natural. Yes, you will sleep less, but you won't have to sleep as much because my glory will manifest itself on you daily. And just like Moses, as he walked down from the mountain, when he spent time with me, he had a glow because he had been with me. And that glow will be seen on me. The glow of my glory that not all men have experienced, but you are my special remnant that I have put on this earth for now. You'll experience even more than Moses did because you are part of that latter rain. So get ready, my children, because I will pour out my abundance and overflow. You have no idea how massive or how mass in quantity I will rain on each and every one of you that I can trust. For those I can trust with these things. So that's a big question. Have you given your life to Christ? Have you fully dedicated it to Him? Are you spending time in His Word? Are you the remnant? If you're not, you can move into it quickly. Jump and get into His presence. Be with Him daily. Come and praise and pray with us every Monday, Thursday, and Friday on Praise and Prayer, where we pray His Word, praise and worship Him with His Word. And then as the Holy Spirit flows, we do intercessory prayer for each other, and miracles, signs, and wonders are happening there. Join us. Just go to blessedtoteach.com. That's this whole ministry, blessedtoteach.com, blessed with the number 2, teach.com, and hit backstage. And there's free for 30 days, small ministry gift of yearly or monthly thereafter. But come and see. It's like on The Chosen. That's what he asked Nathaniel, right? He said, come and see. Just come and see the Savior. And the Savior saw him underneath the fig tree, and Nathaniel said, my Savior, my God. Right? Come and see what's happening backstage. Free for 30 days. And guys, these type of things are happening. But what do you need to be? You need to be the remnant. Don't you want to be this? The glow of my glory that not all men have experienced, but you are my special remnant, and I have put on this earth for now. So if you want to be part of this remnant, you need to be in His Word, in His presence, not following junk intel, spending all day on things looking at junk intel. No. Focus on what His prophets are saying. Focus on what His Word says. Focus on the book of Exodus and understand what happened there and how Goshen was protected and how you're going to be protected during this time. And focus on praising and praying with Him on Mondays, Thursdays, and Fridays with us. Come into the ministry. Come and, guys, be part of this remnant and you will see the glow of God's glory on you at one of the most exciting times in the history since the resurrection of Christ. You think those people who are rich live lavishly? Oh no, you have not seen anything yet. For when I lavish upon my people, my children, it'll be like which the world has never seen. You will live with so much prosperity, you will not know what to do with it all. I will tell you where to sow. I'm going to stop there just for a second, guys. This is what this great wealth transfer is going to be about. If you're part of the remnant, if He knows He can trust you, because right here it just said, right, can God trust you? I will rain on each and every one of you that I can trust. So this comes back to becoming part of the remnant. How do you become part of the remnant? You dedicate your life completely to Him. You become clay and He is the potter. We are the workmen of His hand. So we just submit and say, God, I'm serving you. And you're in his word. You're spending time with him in praise and prayer. You're spending time with him in his word. You're spending time with him in personal, just quiet time. That's how you become part of the remnant. And then he's going to instruct you what to do. And he's even going to tell you where you're going to sow. So once he lavishes all these things on you, what's going to happen? You're going to be able to hear from the Lord. And he's going to, I will tell you where to sow. How cool is that? We'll have so much abundance. We'll be distribution centers of wealth coming in. We just give it all away. And he just keeps giving us more. And we get to be the recipients of that as people he can trust. So get with him daily. I will tell you what to do. So I'm going to back up. You will live with so much prosperity. You will not know what to do with it all. I will tell you where to sow. I will tell you what to do. But there will be no limits to your giving. There'll be no limits to you with blessing. I'm going to bless through you in ways you never thought were humanly possible. I'm going to give you things in this wealth transfer that you never thought you could ever have. You're going to say, Lord, I didn't even ask for these things. And I'm going to say, you didn't have to. Because I'm showering my love upon you in ways not known to man. Because this is a day, and this is the hour, where I'm raining upon this earth like never before. Wow. This is a time when my church needs to arise. This is a time when my people need to arise in their authority, because in that authority you will see me manifest. You will see eyes that will be able to finally see. You will see tumors fall off. You will see them dissolve. You will see limbs grow out. Oh yes, many at one time, multiplication at one time. There's going to be so many, especially in foreign nations, they will not be able to count the number of things that will happen in the midst of them because they're hunger for me. So do not limit me with your worldly talk. Do not limit me with your worldly walk. Do not limit me with your worldly thinking. And do not limit me, because there is no limits with me. So be prepared for the overflow, an overflow which has been never been seen. Be prepared, and be prepared with me. Expect to see me visit you at night. Get your hearts ready for me before you go to sleep. I will show you my mighty works and wonders. Most of all, I will show you how much I love you. I will shower upon you when you are asleep. I will shower upon you when you are awake. I will give you more than you ever wanted, because I am the God of overflow. I am the God of more than enough. I am the God of multiplication. I am the God that's going to prove it. Can you imagine that, guys? That we are going to be able to see all this. God work miracles through us. That's what we've asked for backstage. That's why I want you to join. Go to blessedteach.com. Come backstage. Why? Because we are seeing miracles there. We're literally asked for all 9 gifts of the Spirit. So you have the fruits of the Spirit, you know, which is Galatians 5:22-23, which says, hey, you got love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness and faithfulness and gentleness and self-control. And all those things are cool. But you combine them with gifts. And then you have these gifts of wisdom, faith, knowledge, discernment, prophecy, miracles, and healing, as well as speaking in tongues. Also, interpreting tongues. You have all these gifts manifesting with all that love and joy and peace together. That's why we call it the 9 squared ministry. So join backstage and see this happen going forward, where God's going to use us in miraculous ways. You will see me avenge you. You will see the great depth. You will see great death upon this earth. Many people will start dying. Many people will drop dead on live TV. Many leaders and heads of states are about to die because they have refused to repent and they refuse to turn aside. They refused me. So you will see the angel of death. It is now time for the plagues of Egypt to be seen. It will not just be in one nation or one country. No. You will see these plagues worldwide. You will see it and know it that I am here and now that I am manifesting myself. I'm sorry, let me read that again so it's no. You will see it and know that I am here and know that I am manifesting myself. Also, I am not only judging, but I'm also restoring. This is what I have for you today. So receive these words. Just receive me, because no matter where you are, no matter what you are doing, I am here, whether you realize it or not. Just now include me. Include me in your walks. Include me in your jobs. Include me in the smallest decision, whether it be with your socks or whether it be with your furniture. I want to be part of your life, saith the Lord, your Redeemer. Wow, that's part one. It had me in tears many times this morning, and I texted Julie and just said, thank you for letting the Lord use you. I want to encourage you how, just thank you. And wow. She replied back with a very nice message, and Julie is being used in a mighty way, obviously, to be able to give us these words from the Lord directly to us as the remnant. Part two, just a little bit while later, they had to take out the phone again and record another word that she got. This is why I came on early, because I wanted to make sure I didn't have to rush through these before Dave came on. So again, Dave Scarlett of His Glory will be on here. And this is the one that talks about the Biden and that he was assassinated. So let's look at this. No more complaining. Call every single ungodly ruler down. Whenever you hear of the Biden, and whenever you see him, command his mouth to shut. Command his words, when he is allowed to speak truth accidentally. He will give himself away more in this time because he is being unmasked before the world. Oh, the real one has died. Yes, the real one has died. It was no accident. And there is proof of who did it. I have it. The world will know not only about the big lie, but they will also know about every corrupt scheme. You will watch this, Biden. Will also die, and soon you will see why. Wow, heavy, heavy words there. But he has commanded us with the authority of Christ that we have. Remember, we have authority in the name above all names, or the authority in the blood of Christ. By that authority, we can do amazing things. And he's telling us to command when we see the Biden for his mouth to shut. And when he is allowed to speak truth accidentally. And he's going to give himself away. And then we're also going to find out who this Biden, the Biden, really is. What actor is he? And then we're also going to learn what happened to the real Biden that was killed with no accident. That's an assassination, right? And there's a reason why I have that person on the thumbnail. That's my guess is who it is that orchestrated and ordered that. To every single ungodly ruler, everyone that has been against me, everyone in your states, everyone in your government in Washington, D.C., there is a storm coming. There's a storm coming, and you will see destructive and violent storm against your capital. They were about to do something in the nation that would have made COVID in 2020 look like a walk in the park. This is why, children of Almighty God, get up with me. Get up and use your authority. I am working across this land, and soon, and very soon, my church will hear me roar. The roar will scatter your enemy and flatten them out. So that is why I said, my children, I'm telling you right now, there is no more time. There is no more time. This is the time of removals. This is the time of reversals. This is the time where I'm going to shake this world up to a shaking point where it will bring fear to so many, but faith to so many more. Now that part of that is just amazing if you think about it. They were going to literally put a poison on us that was going to make COVID in 2020 look like a walk in the park. You know, I don't know what percentage of people are awake to this bioweapon of the COVID vaccine. But it's a very small percentage still. Maybe it's 20%. Who knows? Maybe even less. Some people may be questioning it, and it may be up to 50% on people going, something's wrong here. But if they unleashed a way more deadly vaccine, people would line up to go get it. Right? That's why we have to speak this down, and people will stand up against this. And when they try to shut us down, they try to put masks back on us, they try to shut down all the businesses and then force people to go get vaccine, we've got to say no, enough is enough. And we use our authority in Christ to call that down. So what he's exactly asking us to do, because he wants his church to arise to be with him when the Lion of Judah comes out. He wants us involved with the Lion of Judah. And we get to see that happen in our lifetimes, guys. What a time to be alive. To see the great Exodus happen. I said, Jeremiah, hold up his shofar. That's right. We've been blown those a lot the last 24 hours to celebrate in Rosh Hashanah. And we see this acceleration of all these things happening. Two more paragraphs here that are powerful. I spoke all these words. I have warned with these words. All my children who would dare to listen, I spoke these words. But to the ones who listen and the ones who hold on to them, oh, I will bless. So just watch the exposure of the Biden and the exposure of Obama and the exposures of the Clintons and the exposures of all those rulers. And yes, they are Luciferians. And yes, they have been doing so many things to little children that I will also expose. The blood of those children has been crying out to me for justice. And now you will see the justice will be served by me. So hold on. So hold on. You are protected. But hold on, because this shaking will be great. This shaking will shake this earth, because this shaking is going to tear down, destroy, break every chain. Yes. So yes. As that song said, I gave you my son. So start every day in the morning shaking those shackles off, because you will see how much easier things are in your life. Everyday life will be different. It'll be so much easier. No more hard times and no more hardships. No more being oppressed and no more being depressed. This is now the time to live. Whew. We have a thing, a group in the neighborhood. By the way, there's 2,400 of us or so backstage in this Facebook replacement. Way better than Facebook, because you don't have progressive censorship. You don't have trolls on there. So come to you can download it on your phone. Go to your Apple Store, your Google Play Store, just say B2T Neighborhood. Download that. Also on your desktop, just type in b2tneighborhood.com. In the neighborhood, we have a group called PCR, Project Children Rescue. We also have a group of written prayer requests for you. We also have Zoom and support groups that are getting together and praying for each other, getting ready to pray for all these hurting people that are going to go through the shaking and be shocked as they wake up. And they're going to come back to people like you that have been awake for many, many months, many, many years, some of you, many, many decades, some. They're going to come to you. Say, oh my goodness, that crazy conspiracy theorist was right. That person that loved Jesus and said there's going to be amazing things coming was right. Where's that person? And you need to be ready to bring them into prayer groups and pray in small groups with them. That's what the neighborhood's all about. That's why I created a neighborhood. Okay, we invested heavily in it. You can broadcast live there as well. So, guys, this is an exciting time. And but these Luciferians are coming down. Because what is all these golden elections really for? It's to protect the pedophiles. What are the weaponization of the FBI and trying to take Trump out, trying to take all the January 6th? What are they doing? They're protecting the pedophiles. They're protecting the Luciferians. They're protecting these child sacrifices. They're the same thing that's been going on since the sacrifices to Moloch and the sacrifices to Baal way back in the biblical times. They've now accelerated it like mad with adrenochrome and organ harvesting and some of the worst stuff you've ever heard of. And God's saying enough is enough. And the Lion of Judah is coming down and the vengeance of their blood is coming. And we get to see it, and it's going to be a great shaking. This is why we need to be close to him in this time. And our life is going to get easy because we have the Lord God, the glory of the Lord on us. This ends with, you will hear a thunderous applause. Yes, you will hear a thunder applause. You will hear me speak when others will hear thunder. So watch and wait. Be awake while everything quakes, because this is the time of celebration. So get it all ready and be prepared. Be prepared and have fun. I want you to have fun because I am fun. This is why, in what I'm about to do, you will say, it's like a dream. Is that some hope or what? So guys, that's those of you backstage, you have access to this written area that I do every morning, usually when Julie gives her morning broadcast out. She'll have hers available on her website in 4 or 5, 6 days. But I want to do this immediately because I think these words are so important. I want to commentate and encourage you. I just like Julie's words are encouraging me, encouraging you. I want to make sure we're encouraging you to really make sure you're a part of this remnant. If you're not, give your life to Christ right now. You do not want to go through this shaking without him. And those of you who have not accepted Christ, it's a narrow path, guys. And the road to destruction can look attractive, and they'll lie to you about how to get to heaven, right? It's all workspace. It's all do this, do that, when it's nothing to do with the do. It's 100% accepting Jesus Christ and admitting you're a sinner. 0% to do what you do. 0%. That's a zero. Better, I can't even do an okay sign now with everybody. 0% you and what you do. How you get to heaven is a narrow path. It's 100% Jesus. You say, I can't do it alone. You repent of your sins. You say, Jesus, thank you for dying for my sins on the cross. And you accept him as your personal Savior. Do that with me now. It's the only way you can be in remnant. You cannot be part of the remnant without accepting Jesus in your heart. That's where the protection comes from. Is the Holy Spirit comes in you. You have Jesus living in you. And you will be part of something amazing if you spend time with him and obey him and listen to him. Bow your heads and pray with me. Heavenly Father, just thank you so much for everything you've done for us. Thank you for sending your son to die on the cross for me. I repent of my sins. Thank you for sending a Savior that died on the cross, that his blood that's shed for me actually covers me and makes my sins as white as wool. My scarlet sins turn as white as snow. Thank you, Lord, for covering my sins with Jesus. Thank you. Thank you for having, I accept him right now as my personal Savior. And Lord, I want to be part of the remnant. Show me how. Lord, show me how to get close to you. Give me a huge desire to understand what the Bible says in Exodus and what it says throughout your word, Lord. Allow me to understand it so that I can use that sword of the Spirit, the Word of God. Lord, show me how to become part of the remnant. Thank you for making Jesus Lord of my life. I love you, Lord. And I submit myself to you. I'm the clay and you are the potter. I say these things in the name of Jesus. Amen. If you said that, you are a new creation. If you really meant that, the Holy Spirit will come into you. Start spending time with him. We're going to see amazing, amazing things happen. Whew. Pastor Dave will be here pretty soon. And I wanted to go over just a little bit more news. And by the way, if you said that prayer and you don't have a Bible, just email us at info@blessedteach.com. info@blessedteach.com. Obviously, give us your address and we'll send you. I guess right now what we have here is the New Testament with Psalms and Proverbs as well as the U.S. Constitution. If you want the full Bible, let us know. We have some of those as well. We can dig into those as well. I believe most of those are the ESV version. which is my favorite version. There's also some NIV, which is more thought for thought. Some people don't like that, but let us know if there's a specific version. We'll do the best to get something to you quickly. I'm obviously going to Bible.com. It's a great place to go to where you can see all the versions. Study the Word of God, guys. This is going to be an exciting time to be close to Him. So His glory, you can find at hisglory.me. In fact, if you go to watch and go to go to past shows and you go to Take 5, I'm going to be on there tomorrow with my brother Rob live on Take 5, I believe around 2 o'clock or so. But Julie's on here as well if you go to past shows, and you'll be able to see me after the fact on these past shows as well. But you can usually come over here, and I usually just hit Control F and type in Green or Julie, right? And you can find it pretty quick. For F and then Julie. Boom, there she is, right there. So you can play, and it's really fun to see with Dave's intel and Julie's prophetic words how those come together. We're going to do a little bit of that tonight with Dave as we go through that. But that'd be hisglory.me is where you'll find Dave there. You also can find him on hisglory.tv, and that's where you can go get a bunch of their store stuff, as well as the capital punishment, which is about January 6th, and what really happened on January 6th. There's a lot of movies like that now. In fact, we went to, during when Juan Osabin was in town here in Dallas, they did Bloody Hill, it's called, bloodyhill.com. So I'll put that in the show notes as well. Everything I've shown you here, you can have in the show notes. So make sure you sign up for those when you go to blessedteach.com. Sign up for the show notes, and I send you all my links every day after my shows, right? So bloodyhill.com, I believe is what it was. And yeah, here it is. This is another January 6th exposing movie, and the full movie's there. I think you really enjoy that. And that's a beautiful movie as well. So lots coming out on the truth there. I see Dave is just about ready to come on, which is awesome. Couple things. I was going to try to get through some of these prophecy fulfilled things here, right? But we'll just have to do that as a later time. But if you guys go through there, you'd be shocked about how many things are there that are being fulfilled. We could even talk to Dave about some of these, right? As you look through here, it's going to talk about what's going on with here's an armed robbery. Here's this is the Ukraine accuses Russia of Nord Stream terror attack. Right, that's obviously a global initiative, but you can see right above it is your enemies will be brought to nothing. That was a May 5th, 2022 prophecy by Julie Green, and it says sabotage. This word will be in multiple headlines in the coming days. Look for this, my children, and see what they are talking about. Remember, I am the Lord, and everyone will come down from their place of power and will be judged. And you'll see right here, it says Ukraine accuses Russia of Nord Stream terror attack as gas leaks from sabotaged pipeline, right? And the word sabotage is used in multiple places here as you scream through here and look at this. Here's Alec Baldwin. Obviously, he's basically getting judged for this. And she talks about Alec Baldwin, two separate prophecies here, one in January and one in February. And it's happening in the news. You go through here, you're going to find 50 or 60 things that are fulfilled prophecies just in the last few days. Here's the one that said Putin grants Russia citizenships to Edward Snowden. What did Julie say in April? In her prophecy, there is no way for your enemies to escape what's coming. She says Snowden, this name will be in your headlines. That's the number one headline on Bongino.com. Okay, you can go through here, guys, and you can see amazing things. Talking about typhoons, and she's talking about watch the Philippines. Something is about to be seen there, and there's a bit huge typhoon here. There will be meteor showers, earthquakes, volcanic eruptions, tsunamis, typhoons, and hurricanes. And it goes on to talk about what that could be initiative. So you can almost study this to kind of understand all the things that are happening and what's about ready to happen. I see Dave is getting in his seat, and so once he gets his audio ready and rolling, we will move over to live with Dave Scarlett. What a blessing this is to get that powerful words from Julie this morning, and then be able to spend time with Dave from His Glory. here. Again, so I'm going to go back here a little bit and just make sure you guys understand where you can find Dave. He's got a Sunday morning service, by the way, that I think everybody would really enjoy if you don't have a home church right now. And those of you who maybe have just accepted Christ here that we talked to earlier, make sure you go to hisglory.me. And you can watch live here. And then this is where the live shows will be right here. Again, this is hisglory.me. And this is also where you can go back and find the past shows. I was just showing you Julie Green. My brother Rob and I will be on tomorrow with Dave live, again here on Take 5. And so this will show you whatever's going on live on this station, and then obviously the past shows. You also have hisglory.tv, where that's where you can get Capital Punishment and go to the store and a lot of other activities. Real similar to what I was talking about, the Bloody Hill movie. But go get this Capital Punishment if you really want to know what's going on with February 6th. So I'm going to go see if Dave's audio is working now. Dave, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you? Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you good.
All right, perfect.
Awesome. That worked on the first try. You got an awesome audio video team.
They do a really good job. We take them all over the country, literally. Now we're going to take them all over the world. They're going to Israel with us next.
Ooh, that's awesome. So Gus and I are planning on going into with you in February. We're looking really forward to that. That is going to be a fun trip. And I think you have another one I think that might be full, but is there not openings on a future one? Or what are you planning on a future one after February?
We have one in November that is sold out. We'll be at the King David the whole time. And then February sold out too. But I think we'll add another one in 2023 because the demand has been so high. We sold out 200 in literally 4 or 5 days.
Yeah, that's exciting. That is exciting. And so you have an event coming up in Ohio, right? That
yes,
near you. Is that how far is that from you, from where you are living now?
It's very, very strange for me to have an event in my backyard. Well, it's kind of my backyard. It's 3.5 hours away, but
okay.
This is the first of 50 starting this Saturday, October 1st, 9 to 9. We got a huge amount of speakers going to be there. Both His Glory praise bands will be there, and the Revival of the Lord is going to take off, and that'll be number one. And then we're going to be doing 49 more in all the rest of the 49 states.
Wow. Yeah, that is going to be exciting. And next year, there's big quarterly events with Clay that you're planning. Is that right?
Yep. I was just on the phone with him just as I walked up, and the plan is to have one every quarter. I think January will be the first one. It will be at Doral in Florida, and we're looking to have one a quarter, and each one of them be on Trump properties.
Ah, that is so cool. We'll be really looking forward to those as well. Well, so now, Dave, I think almost everybody knows who you are here, but and you've summarized this extremely well about how you got into ministry as a corporate businessman. And do you mind talking just a little bit about that story for those who may be knowing you for the first time?
Yeah, I just gave this testimony again on Sunday. I was on a show with actor John Voight, and we are working on two different paths to help Israel. And he asked the story of how I got into ministry as well. And I'm the least likely person on the face of earth to be a pastor. I never thought I would be a pastor. I died. I went to heaven, saw heaven, and the Lord says, I'm going to take you out of the corporate world, my son, and you're going to start a ministry literally by his name. In the Hebrew, it's called Kavod or Kabod. It literally means his glory, his essence. And he put me in a cave for about 6-7 years at about 12 hours a day studying his word. And then he released us, and his glory is now reaching 20 million plus people all over the world and growing unbelievable pace. We just keep growing and growing and growing. It's because it's for his glory. I was a director of 3 Fortune 100 companies, the last one being AT&T Wireless. I was the number one director in the whole company. And so for me to go be a Marine and in the corporate world to take a pay cut and actually never get paid in the ministry, people thought I was crazy. But I did it because it's not about money. It's about the glory of God. And the ironic thing is I get attacked by some of these dividers that I'm doing things for money. Well, if I were doing things for money, I wouldn't have got out of the corporate world. I was making a lot of money in the corporate world, not any money in the ministry.
Yeah. And that is such a cool story about how Tell us a little bit about the few times you passed away and came back.
Yeah, the first time, the first time I didn't know I died. I didn't find out until I got listeria. I'm the only known survivor of botulism toxin and listeria from the CDC and the Cleveland Clinic. And I think I've gotten listeria twice now. So I'm not trying to break any records, but
wow,
the record's there. But the second time they tried to take me off a breathing tube, if you don't know anything about botulism toxin, that's why it's so important to follow what the events are in the world around Russia and why Putin was taking out those bio labs. Some of those labs were botulism toxin.
Wow.
And if botulism toxin got into the air or our food source, the world would be done immediately, because it immediately takes your central nervous system down, paralyzes everything within inside you, and you have to literally survive off a breathing tube in ICU. So they tried to wean me off the breathing tube, and immediately it went bad. And I was taken up into heaven, just saw the glory of the Lord, just beauty, and just the smell, the feeling of unconditional love. And then he showed me pictures of my life that have never been taken before, from when I was an infant every year up until the age I was at that particular time. Beautiful mahogany pictures. I didn't know what that meant until about a year, maybe a year later, the Holy Spirit told me, "Son, that was your report card. You made it into heaven. You notice all those pictures, there was no sin in those pictures because he washed it away. But there was nothing good that I did for him in those pictures." And he says, "That's why I'm sending you back for my glory,
wow,
for my glory, so that I have a full report card." And so I came back, and after this amazing experience, because I'd be the least likely, I was in the corporate world. I'm not a pastor, none of this. I was a 911 Christian. And I experienced this into heaven, and I'm like, "Okay, what do I do now?" I said, "Lord, if that was really you, and I'm not crazy, I want to see Jesus." And I couldn't even get the prayer out of my thought. Jesus was at the end of my ICU bed in the Cleveland Clinic, and just with an absolute glow. And that unconditional love came back again, just that feeling of like when you get the Holy Spirit in you times a gazillion. And it was absolutely amazing. And then gradually, long story short, I take one step forward, two steps back, collapse, long five stomach surgeries. I woke up right in the middle of a stomach surgery, which was not pretty. So it wasn't just, you know, you die, you come back, and everything's beautiful again. It was a process of rebuilding. And then the second near-death experience, they tried to take me off the breathing tube again. They had all the top experts from the Cleveland Clinic watching me so nothing would go wrong. And then immediately as they pulled it, it went wrong again. And I was actually hovering above the doctors. I saw the doctors' faces. I saw them in a panic. And I had that unconditional love of the Lord with me again. And I'm saying to the Lord, "I feel great. Why are they panicking?" Yeah. And he says, "I'm going to bring you back for my purpose and my glory." And then at that moment, he brought me back. And they were all, "We got him back. He's back." And then I started a long process of rehabbing, learning how to eat, literally learning how to talk again, learning how to walk again.
Wow.
Because everything was absolutely destroyed. I still have the after effects of the botulism toxin with fatigue and the nervous system. My right hand will shake sometimes, and sometimes I get a little bit of a slurred speech. But I survived, and God changed it for his purpose and his glory.
And that's one of the reasons during that survival time, is that why you were in the cave for 7 years or so? Was that right?
Yeah, because he knew me. He knew as soon as I got ready to go back, I tried to go back to the corporate world because that's all I knew. And, you know, I'm a type A personality. And he said, no, "You're not going back to the corporate world. I'm going to slow you down." And he used that chronic fatigue and that chronic pain perfectly so that I could only focus on him to learn and to absorb him and reach him into my heart in many different directions, whether it be audio, video. I'd have to rotate the course of my house to do that, but I did that about 10, 12 hours, 7 days a week, and the beauty of getting connected with him, he finally got me on the right path. I'm still a work in progress. We're all a work in progress, but I'm not fighting him anymore to try to go back to the corporate world.
Yeah, and then, what's beautiful about that, you understood the word and you started doing Bible studies, and that's how the ministry really grew, right? Didn't it come from really teaching the word of God?
Yeah, it was all Bible studies, and we weren't even doing a Sunday service at that time. It was just Bible studies, and we were huge internationally. We grew very quickly internationally. Right now we reach well over 5 million people just in Muslim countries. Mm-hmm. And that's why the Lord a couple of years ago had me study the Quran. And people say, you're crazy to study the Quran. Well, he wanted me to study the Quran so I could talk to the Muslim world who Jesus was from the Quran. Mm-hmm. And since then, thousands of people have come to Christ, and we've had two imams give their life to Christ, and all glory to God, because I couldn't have thought of that myself. And then, so we did that for a long time, and the United States was the audience that was the least out of all, and God did that for a reason. And that's when he said to me one day, he goes, I want you to start doing Take Five, and he gave me the 17 scandals and gave me intel before it ever happened, and it just absolutely exploded after that.
Wild. And just to clarify, the Jesus of the Quran is not the same Jesus, but it can lead people to the right Jesus, right? Because they say Jesus is only...
In Islam, he is a prophet, but they do not call him the Son of God. But I have the Quran with me. If you know the key pieces of the Quran, and you can see I've really tore this apart, to know the pieces to plant that seed with them, to search deeper, to show them that who truly is Jesus. He's more than a prophet. Mm-hmm. And by planting those seeds, they get hungry and they go, look, because if you just said, Jesus Christ, the Son of God from the Bible, they'll turn you off. It's same in Judaism. I'm Jewish, from the tribe of Judah, and I deal with a lot of Jewish people. And if you just said, go read about Jesus in the Gospels, they'll turn you out. You got to be able to speak to them from their term, from their book, and that's whether it be the Old Testament with Jews in Judaism, or from the Quran, what they believe holy, instead of just going to the New Testament.
All right. Wow. So I just got through reading Julie's words from this morning, and it's just beautiful. So I can't wait till your Take Five that you, I think tomorrow, don't you have a Take Five?
Yeah. So I don't know even anything that she said, but I did make a comment about her today. I did a brief Take Five today about the news. I said, it's probably going to be an intense show tomorrow because my phone has been lighting up for the last few days. And I also, we've had a lot of spiritual and physical attacks personally and against the ministry, wow. Mm-hmm. Which we know that we're over the target and big things are happening.
Yeah, so anybody has a backstage basket back there so we can pray for Pastor Dave and his ministry at the second segment of this. And those of you who don't, go to blessedteach.com, blessed with the number 2 teach.com. It's free for 30 days. And after 30 days, a small ministry gift, monthly or yearly. But go, come join us backstage in about 15 minutes, and we'll join him. So that's what we want to dig into now is, wow, I can't tell you, there's this Julie turned me on to this Telegram channel that she doesn't even do, but followers of her basically are taking all this news and relating it back to her prophetic words. And there's literally 50 or 60 a day, Dave, over the last couple of days that have come that are showing fulfilled prophecy. Snowden, she said Snowden will be on your headlines, right?
Yep.
And we know what happened to Snowden there. So can you talk a little bit about some of the key things that you can talk about? I know there's some things you can't, but what's happening right now?
When she brings those up, I have to be very careful. I pray before I go, because the last thing I can do is just come out. You know, people want to hear names and they want to know more, and I can't do that to the sources. Otherwise, they wouldn't tell me. They trust me.
Right.
But they tell me enough to keep people's hope up. I can tell you the generals were very concerned over the weekend, extremely concerned. They're still concerned. There's some aircraft in the air right now that we have to pray about. It is intense. It's probably the most intense it's been since this whole thing has begun. You see what happened in Russia today with the pipeline. That wasn't an accident. And you've heard about Xi in China. You see what's going on in Iran with the uprising in Iran.
Yes.
Israel is on the brink of war in the Gaza Strip. Doomsday aircraft are in the air. London has troops going to it. The Vatican financial system was taken away on Saturday. So there was significant movement on Saturday financially, and the royals as well. So there has been so much happened ever since Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah. So we taught on Rosh Hashanah Saturday night and did a celebration there. And and came back Monday night and did some more praise and prayer on that. And it was really interesting that this is not only a yearly Rosh Hashanah, it's also the end of 7 year Shemitah. And some people point back, like Bill Polney, to 50 years ago, everything where we turned our back on God. So in some ways, this is also a 50-year jubilee. So I know you teach a lot about the how important the feasts are. Is that correct?
Yeah, they're extremely important. God moves on his feasts, and he moves in patterns. Mm-hmm. So this is really important to pay real attention. And just like clockwork, my intel on the stock market was absolutely right on. It happened right on Friday, exactly the way I was told it was going to happen. I was even told that they manipulated the stock market so it wouldn't crash completely. Mm-hmm. You saw it hit about 1,200 points, and they fraudulently kept it up from going completely into a free fall crash. And then you see Rosh Hashanah, obviously the Feast of Shofar, and then that period between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, which is the Day of Atonement, which is October 4th, is called the 10 Days of Awe.
Yes.
And that's where you have to humble yourself and seek the Lord. And that is a very important time, too. And we knew it was going to get intense during the 10 Days of Awe. And, oh, boy, is it ever. You see a little bit of it on the fake news. But if you know the right news sources, you're going to see that there's a lot more going on behind the scenes. And then, obviously, what I've been given, I've gotten more intel in the last 3 days than probably the last 3 months.
Right. Any specific things you want to highlight?
The world. Yeah, you got to watch the world. You got to pray. They're trying to do a 9/11 type attack. I don't think that's any a secret. They've tried several times now, and by the grace of God, it's been thwarted. You don't put doomsday aircraft up in the air unless there is a huge, huge credible threat. This is the second time in 2 weeks that they've had doomsday aircraft in the air. And if anybody doesn't know what a doomsday aircraft, that's the aircraft that you put up there in case of a nuclear fall or a nuclear war. Mm-hmm. So that the government can continue to communicate. It's nuclear proof. So you don't put those things up there unless it's serious. When we were in Idaho, there was two of them up. They were up in London. So there was activity going on in London. And then you got to watch the Ospreys. The Ospreys are by the Marines. There's been more activity around Camp Pendleton, the Marine Corps base, than any time in history that people, Marines tell me. And Ospreys, they cost like $1 million an hour to fly. Mm-hmm. They're the ones that capture all the nuclear radiation. They have supersonic ways to be able to see things. And those have been everywhere. They're up as we speak. B-52s are moving through Louisiana and Alabama right now. I just got intel just coming down the stairs. So there's major protection and major threats that they're in the air for right now.
All right. And because they want World War III. That's what the elites want. Do you agree? Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, because they know.
That'll help them bring in the Great Reset. You know, there is going to be a reset. It's just a matter of do the bad guys get the reset or do the good guys get the reset? The good guys are going to get the reset, but that doesn't mean it's going to be easy. It's always the darkest and most intense. That's why people can't give up. A lot of people want things done yesterday. They want dates. They want times. That's not how God works. Mm-hmm. And that's not how war works either. You can't go into battle to another in World War II and say, all right, you know, we'd love to have this war over on July 4th of such and such day.
Yeah.
They fight back. And the war is never done until victory is at hand.
Mm-hmm.
And our war as Christians is never done until the Lord takes us home either. So people always ask me that question too. When does it get easier? It's not going to get easier. Mm-hmm. We have to finish our boot camp until the Lord takes us home. He will give us a revival, literally. We're going to see that as soon as this darkness and this movement of God happens, and it's going to open up the revival, the biggest revival in the history of the world, and we're so blessed.
Yes.
The greatest time in the world to be alive. That's when I was in Kansas. The Lord said to me about 6 months ago, I want you to do tent revivals, because he knows it's coming, and mm-hmm. it's going to take this tough times into glory phase where we have this one last outreach of the people from east to west and north to south.
Yes. So tell us a little bit about the Vatican and the bank where the Vatican said, hey, send all your funds to us, right? That was about 3 weeks ago or maybe a month ago?
Yeah. The deadline was September 30th that they were supposed to do that, but I was told on Saturday, boop, that it's cut.
Mm-hmm.
Their finances are cut completely.
Wow. So then that's obviously a white hat move against the elites, right?
Yep.
That did that. And then as far as the stock market goes, as you know, Bob Holding was talking about the 7-year Shemitah and everything. So it looks like it was scheduled to, it was going to crash, and they've kind of propped it up. I imagine that could only be for so long of a time, I would imagine, right?
Yeah, it's just a matter of time. I spoke to another source today, and they don't know how long. It's like the crash of 2008. There's some few smart people that knew it was coming. They just couldn't tell you what date it was going to be based off their charts.
Mm-hmm.
We know it's imminent. They tried to do it on Friday, and they artificially kept it up. I have a hedge fund guy that said he said his chart says the week of the 24th. He said if it gets below 30,000, which he predicted it would be, it's a 20% hit on the Dow for the year. We're in a bear market. And he was absolutely right. He called it. He's not a prophet. He's just a secular hedge fund manager that is a billionaire that watches the charts, the financial charts. Mm-hmm. And he was right.
Yeah, and so as a remnant, we're not to be in fear, though, right? There's probably a new financial system coming completely, and that this is all the collapse of the Babylonian system. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. People ask me that because we encourage people to get silver, not so much gold because people can't afford the gold. The highest upswing is silver, and that's not out of fear. That's just if you have extra money to leverage that for the kingdom, then great. If you don't, God is going to take care of you, and there's going to be a great blessing coming out of this. And I am not a prosperity gospel teacher whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
This has to do with kingdom funding at the end, that the Lord wants to have his pure bride have the finances necessary to reach from east to west and north to south. So this is not a way for us just to gobble up all this money and have second and third and fourth homes. It is to preach the gospel to everywhere, full tilt, until he takes us home.
Yeah, and we have people that can give free consultations. I use Kirk Elliott, and the link's down below in the video, but you use BH. Who do you guys use for that to help people?
We use a Beverly Hills Precious Metals.
That's right.
We're going to have a His Glory Gold coin coming out, and don't tell anybody, there's a General Flynn coin coming out as well. So it's
awesome.
General Flynn works with them too.
That's an awesome idea. That is a real awesome idea.
Yeah.
So
hopefully we'll have that General Flynn coin out by November.
Yeah, wow. Hey, if you go back to your 17 scandals that God told you was going to be revealed, any of them that you think are going to pop out and be exposed in a bigger way earlier than the others? I know there's a lot going on.
I look at them right now. Every single one of them I've had intel on in the last 3 days.
Three days.
Literally,
wow.
Every 17 are not only in play but imminent to come out. Project Hammer is number 10. You know, a lot of times people say, "Well, I don't see anything. Nothing happens." A lot of times things happen on dates, and we're just not aware of it until later. I remember telling my wife this because something always happens on my birthday. Something significant happens on my birthday, and I was telling my wife probably a couple years ago. You know, March 19th of 2017, nothing happened on my birthday. Well, lo and behold, we find out 2 years later, my good friend General McInerney, that's when he discovered Project Hammer. And you look how important Project Hammer is today, not just the spying that Brennan did on chief justices and congressmen and congresspeople to blackmail them, but that's also part of the Dominion scorecard software as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
amazing. And they tried to attack this Dennis Montgomery, who created Project Hammer and Scorecard. And at the Mike Lindell event, you were there.
Yes.
You saw that that Mike Lindell showed you the documents that Dennis Montgomery is legit and the real deal. And he also quoted my friend General McInerney.
Yes, and so would you mind just listing off the 17 again, just to give people hope that all this is coming out?
And I'm telling you, all of it's coming out. And a lot of this is on a new show that we're doing too, a brave whistleblower. He's a Marine. We have probably five whistleblowers that have all the deep information and the documents, not just hearsay, the documents. I've seen the documents, and an attorney friend of mine is looking into one of them to create a lawsuit. And I think you probably know who that is.
Yeah.
He's from Ohio, and he'll be there in October 1st.
All right.
But here they are, 9-11. 9-11 is not over. Benghazi, more information came out about Benghazi today. They're not going to be able to hold that any longer. State Department, which you're seeing in the Ukraine and all over the country, has a huge pedophilia ring to it, but also it's the genesis of all the government scandals come into the State Department. Mm-hmm. That's why you see this Ukrainian and the ambassadors and all the unmasking that has done. It was all tied to the State Department. Clinton scandals, lawsuit in Minnesota, keep an eye on. That has now become public. The Clinton Foundation, they've got the documents of all the horrible things that the Clinton Foundation did. That'll be coming out real quick. Fast and Furious with Eric Holder. Mm-hmm. That's tied into what's going on in the border right now. There's more proof of that coming out. I would not want to be Eric Holder right now. IRS scandal was far worse than targeting the Tea Party. They targeted Christians, and they used it as a blackmail mechanism. You see what they're trying to do to President Trump, why right. They want his tax number, tax information. If the IRS can get your tax information, they can use that as blackmail and leverage, even if you're not doing anything wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So it's far more sinister that will come out. And then, you know, I even had my parents say I was crazy when I brought this up in 2018, I believe, or Christmas of 2017, Spygate, FISA, and Unmask. Well, we now know with the Russia hoax, that all has come true.
Yes.
And the Durham is going to be, the trial starts next week.
Right.
So you're going to see more and more of that come out. And live on His Glory in June, Kash Patel talked about D-Class and how he had access to D-Class and that they were going to bring it. And according to Glenn Beck on the Glenn Beck Show, he thought that interview that Kash Patel did with us was the trigger point for the FBI to go after him.
Wow.
Project Folsom, that's where the United Kingdom used in the Five Eyes to spy against the President of the United States, President Trump. Our own ally spied against us. And and Boris Johnson was on that document. Number 10 is Project Hammer. We talked about it. Now you listen to Mike Lindell at all, you see how important Hammer and Scorecard is.
Yes.
What Dennis Montgomery created for good, they turned into manipulating elections and blackmail and worse. Uranium One, we see Russia in the news. Uranium One, 20% of our uranium. That's not over. Putin's going to tell the truth about that. Vladimir Putin has probably all the information on this, and as many saw today, he invited Edward Snowden into for citizenship. I'm told this morning, keep an eye on Snowden. A major bombshell will be coming out on Snowden within days. Federal Reserve is neither federal nor reserve. Mm-hmm. We've all identified that now. There's going to be a major switch in our financial system. The deep state and Illuminati was a term that was used as a conspiracy theorist, you know, 3 months ago. Now even the fake news CNN calls deep state and Illuminati. Mm. And if you follow Telegram, Lynn Wood says, I'm Illuminati.
So wow.
And Clay and General Flynn and Amanda and Robin Bullock and who else? Lance Wallnau, Julie Green. Reagan, JFK, the truth of Reagan and JFK about the assassinations and what they tried to do, because Reagan and JFK tried to do what President Trump is doing right now, and they killed him for it. United Nations is a huge scandal. The United Nations, I mentioned before on your show, there's two bills. Once we get Congress back and our rightful president comes back, one of the bills is to defund the United Nations. The other bill is to get the United Nations out of the United States of America. So, and there's a building in Babylon, of all places, that it looks like they may go to. Number 16 is the Catholic Church. I just heard more information on the Catholic Church today. It is going to be, it is going to blow people's minds how ugly this is. Matter of fact, I had General Valley on, I think, 2 weeks ago. He's a Catholic. And he had big eyes when he first met me privately on the before we went live. And he said, "You were absolutely right about the Vatican." General Boykin, General McInerney, and I, meaning General Valley, we were just on an intel call, and everything you said is right, and it's coming out. And then he went ahead and said it publicly. Catholic Church, and then Nexum and Epstein are not over. It's far deeper and far more connected than anybody ever imagined.
Yeah, I was talking about all these different taking over the FBI, the Justice Department, all the medical cartel, the media, the prophets of Baal. It's all protection of the pedophiles and the Luciferians, really, if you really get down to it. Do you agree with that?
Oh, yeah. And that's another reason why Putin was doing what he was doing in Ukraine. Not only were they biolabs. You know, I've been talking about biolabs, and people thought I was half crazy until I had Lara Logan come on one about 6 months ago and said, they were biolabs. Then yes. Everybody started listening. But they're more than biolabs in the Ukraine. It's child trafficking, human trafficking, and it's just absolutely sick. People will have such a hard time grasping onto the pure evil, what is happening. Especially in the church, and it's not just the Catholic Church. I know four Christian organizations from us doing border. We did a documentary on the southern border, and then we're going to go back to Arizona in December and do the Arizona border. I know four large Christian organizations, and the names will come out in due time. They'll blow people's mind. They were being paid by, are still being paid by the cartel, the U.S. government, to traffic children. Yeah. So God is going to clean up the church. You're seeing big name pastors stepping down left and right. There was another big name pastor that stepped down today. So just follow it. God is cleansing. And that's why we're in such a physical and spiritual warfare right now, because we're at that tipping point.
Yes. Wow. And this, if this really comes down to sacrifices to Moloch and Baal from biblical times, that's been really kind of accelerated. Don't you agree that that's really what's happening now?
Yeah, and literal. And soon the world will see that it's caught on tape. There's tapes of it. I've seen partial parts of it. Mm-hmm. That's part of the Vatican tapes that one of the cardinals is still in hiding, protecting the child sacrifices in the bowels of the Vatican. And then another cardinal has all the financial financial dealings of the Vatican. That, you know, just put two and two together. Why is the Pope telling everybody they have till the 30th to bring all the assets back to the Vatican? Because they've been cleaned of it. Same with the royals. Mm-hmm. The royals have been cut off. They've had a royal flush.
Wow. Now that's that's all financial stuff, and you basically are, the White Hats are cutting off the financials to the elites to do the damage they're doing, right?
Right.
And that's why they're trying to create the World War III, and we need basically God's protection to keep us out of that, right?
And that's right.
But we're supposed to use the authority that we have in Christ's name and his blood. By that authority and power, we can call down a lot of this, right? That's what Julie's words are telling us to do. That's what the Bible tells us to do. Any thoughts on that, about using our authority?
Yeah, that's such a strong point. We as Christians, you know, we've been meek because we haven't been battle tested, especially in America. We had Andrew Brunson, the pastor that was in prison. We did just pre-taped him yesterday for Lions and Generals. And if anybody knows to be put in captivity for Christ, it's him. He was in Turkey for 2 years. Mm-hmm. And the church in America hasn't gone through this. So we're not battle tested, and we got to get battle tested, because this is a war. This is a spiritual war. This is a physical war. And we have to be ready. We have to put the full armor of God. We got to get in the word. We got to pray. But to your point, Rick, we are not taking authority. And that's what we have to do. That's offensive. Take the authority in Christ's name, because he's already won the battle. It's time for us now to take that authority. And we've been reluctant or don't know how to take authority. Haven't done it in the past. We need to do it now.
All right, and we're going to do that now with all the Christian patriots that are listening that love you, Dave, and we'll be praying for you. So any specific things for you and your family that we need to be praying for?
It's the same. We get many, many attacks physically and spiritually. It's, wisdom, discernment, humility. It is the Lord's ministry, and we are servants called to his name, and no matter how big you get, you got to be humble and let the glory go to him. And that's everything. If you give God the glory and you're doing it with a true servant heart, he will reward you. But Satan knows. Satan's going to attack you. And boy, does he attack. That's why Clay called me coming down. He heard of the attacks and said, I'm with you, brother, and he prayed.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, we're going to go to another segment here where we have Dave backstage where we can do a little bit of Q&A and then really just lift him up with a bunch of prayer warriors. But I want to lift you up right now, Dave, if you don't mind, before that segment. So if you have a backstage pass, get back there. Heavenly Father, just thank you so much for Dave Scarlett and his entire family and his ministry, Lord. You've blessed them in such a huge way. I thank you for using him as a mighty man of God. Lord, we just pray right now and using that authority of the name above all names that we just talked about, the authority of Jesus, his name, and the authority of his blood, by Jesus' blood and by his name, we by authority and the power of that, call down all these satanic attacks, any demonic attacks, anything that's happening around his glory. We ask for our heads of protection to be there with the warring angels, all kinds of angels of all divisions and rankings, including ministering angels, messenger angels, Lord. Surround them. Allow them to be used in a way that even bigger than they could ever ask or imagine, Lord. And Lord, we just say, hey, give them exactly the gifts of the Spirit they just asked for, especially wisdom, I think of faith and discernment, all those things that they need. And also, Lord, just allow him to continue to be humble. As they get more popular, and I pray this on Ark of Grace Ministries as well, and Julie Green Ministries, other ones that are around him, even Blessed Teaching Ministry here, that we all remain massively humble as you bless us, Lord. We see the blessings coming on. We see the gifts of the Spirit coming on. We see miracles, signs, and wonders happening around us right now as we speak, during his baptisms, during the prayers that are happening, Lord. And we thank you for that. And may we remain humble and serving you, and may it all be for your glory and your glory alone. Just as the prophetic word of a United States is going to, you are going to make it united. You gave Dave a prophetic name for his ministry, his glory. Lord, we make everything to be for his glory. We love you, Lord, and we say these things in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Thank you guys so much. Please be praying for his glory ministry and Blessed Teach Ministries here, as well as Ark of Grace and Julie Green Ministries. These are all ministries that are pretty linked. Gus is flying around with them and everything. It's like it's been a huge blessing. And with that, we're going to go backstage. Any just final last word here before we move to the next segment, Dave?
Yeah, don't give up. Don't give up. Don't lose hope. God has this victory won. We just have to stay in our battle armor and push ahead and take that authority. Can you imagine if we all stand up and just do more than just putting the armor of God on, but we take that authority in his name? That's what Satan's fearing the most. He knows Christians are passive. It's now not time to be passive. It's time to take authority.
Sounds awesome. We appreciate you so much, Dave. Thanks for coming on, and we'll just do a quick Q&A backstage and some prayer. And with that, we'll see you in 45 seconds. Bye.
All right.